Blog Talk Radio.
Right in the nick of time, I found love. What a
No. You know it's God, and don't you dare deny him. I'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host this evening, Sheikh Elamam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal. I'm in the city of Washington, D.C., again, a potentially fair city, and until we exercise the potential, it will remain unjust. We are here to make a difference, and we do this by doing things differently, and we get different results as a result of our actions, and we will not get results from our lack of action. And we are activists, and some call us blacktivists. Nevertheless, we get some things done to make different results, and we've bypassed. We did a drive-by on the psychosis of doing the same things, looking for different results. But when we do things differently, we get different results. And we have an awesome team. I just wish that I could explain it all in a little bio here, but we will give you as much as we possibly can. We have connected the west side to the east side. We've connected the north side to the south side. We have people working together, teamed up. Adverse, nevertheless, folks say they would never team up. They would never work together, but they are working together. When you set out the right parameters, you begin to get results that come in, and it's better than the Preakness and better than the Kentucky Derby. We're here, Black Power Radio, doing the damn thing, and man, I'm just happy that you're here. So welcome, everybody. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. We bear witness there's none deserving the rights of worship. There's none deserving the right for us to conform to except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God. And we bear witness to all of those prophets and messengers that came, every one of them that came from Akhenaten to Muhammad and from Muhammad to Nat Turner. They have all come to help us. And as we have to recognize help in the form of divine help, in the form of divine intervention, had not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervened in our affair, in the affairs of Akhenaten, in the affairs of Abraham and Moses, Jesus, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the prayers, the peace, and the blessings of Allah forever be upon him. And we bear witness to Muhammad as the seal of the prophets, because the work has been put in. See, with those trying to catch up with Muhammad, all the work was put in, and the pens were lifted, and the pages were sealed down. Before we could get a breath in edgewise, he said, Kalaka wa nefsin wa ma sawah. Certainly we have created the souls of men. All Kalaka wa tasimi wa ti wa sil art. And certainly he did create the heavens and the earth in due proportion and made them in a fixed order, in a set orbit, so there would be no dispute. That's why there's a thing on earth called undisputable truth. Undisputable facts of the universe. Universal undisputed truth is still here as it was in the beginning, and so shall it be in the end, as it is in the beginning, the middle, and the end. Oh, you know what I'm saying tonight. I hope you're enjoying yourself wherever you are in your geographical location. There are many that are not in the spirit of enjoyment tonight. Many have lost their loved ones to Goliath. That's a title. This is Goliath Part 2. We say, why do you make a show on Goliath? Take it apart and say, Goliath, meaning the cover-up is America, and America has teamed up on the cover-up. Far too many of our lynchings and party killings and all of these things are being done at this hour, but we attend to put the light. We're going to shed light on the opposition tonight. And we're happy to be here at Black Power Radio, shining the light as the light rises, the sun rises, what, in the east, huh? And shines evenly unto the west, huh? Oh, well, we bring the sunlight that rises in the west, huh? And shines evenly to the east. Because the light is symbolic of knowledge. And when that knowledge comes, oh, it shines evenly into the east. Because we are the light of the Black Panther education. And you can match us, but we will not let you beat us at this hour. For black power, and a strong black revolution, a strong black military to black the call of the black revolution. You got strong black politics, strong black socialism, strong melanated unions and melanated nation at this hour. That's why we're happy to be here with you tonight. This is why we've come to the airway tonight. To shine the light on Goliath. Goliath. If America will open the door, they say they pledge allegiance to a republic for which it stands. They'll stand up for anybody. Ronald the Reagan, Donald the Duck Trump, Joe Biden. Some call him Joe Biden. Oh, my. Barack Hussein Obama. That's a whole lot to think about with his LGBTQ. HRZ self, and with all of those that have come with that spirit that has been a damage to our to a decent society. And I don't care who's saying it, huh? If you put all that mixture in there, that's why Uganda, current Uganda, not Idi Amin Uganda, current Uganda, say, no, you ain't bringing it up in here. Tanzania, some other places, Gambia, Ghana, some other places rejected that, Nigeria, Nairobi, Kenya don't want it around there. So you can take argument with me, but I think there's a bigger fight to fight and a bigger fish to fry, my. And just say my tonight. For Black Power Radio, for all of you who are out in the vast listening audience, we hope that you have caught up with your crew. And we're coming live here tonight on Black Power Radio. Marvin Gaye said it best, that God is my friend. Don't you dare deny him. All of those who have come tonight to make something happen differently, and we're happy that you are here on the lines with us. And we are reaching out now to see how much of an impact is this having on the people and the lives of the people from Spartanburg. We started in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and started looking at how many deaths were occurring. And the administration of Chuck Wrongright, who has never been right, and there are about 20 of us that are dead out of the detention center, out of the sheriff's administration, out of the police force, out of these people, paid officials, producing 20 deaths in record time. So we have called for our national investigation, and we're moving on that as we speak. We've got attorneys backing us or blocking us, and we don't have no problem exposing the devil at this hour. So we're going to go ahead and drive by Spartanburg and talk to Miss Beverly Lane, all of those good people there, Mr. Reese, Sister Andrea, Sister Roxanne, and all of those family members of Lavelle Lane have a big issue with it. They took him to task publicly, and right now his back is against the ropes. Oh, don't you know, because we give you more of what you've been listening to your radio for. Right here at Black Power Radio, I don't care if you came in on your smartphone, if you chose to bring up your dumb phone, if you brought in your Android. Oh, there's a couple of people right there. There's a couple sitting with their paranoid phone. But we're happy to have you here at Black Power Radio. You could have went to the Nephews Bar Mitzvah for tonight. Oh, yes, you could have. Went on to the golf tournament down in Augusta, Georgia, and got you a green jacket tonight. You could have went with Venus and Serena to the golf or to the tennis tournaments, right? Oh, but you chose to come up here in Black Power Radio, and we're so damn glad that you did. And we're going to make you damn glad that you did as we drive south and west, and we see in Kansas City a white man, 84 years old, have shot our young brother who was the superstar on the local band at the high school, I believe, or might have been junior high. Nevertheless, he's a band-playing kind of guy. but he shot and did not kill him. We put this on the front line tonight because it tells something about the past, present, and future on how these folks in America, or if you want to say these people in Goliath, how they feel about us tonight. Oh, my, my. And we keep on going southbound from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and we get to Atlanta, Georgia. In Fulton County, Georgia, they have allowed the bed bugs to eat this man or bite him. He was bitten to death by bed bugs, for lack of a better way of saying it tonight. Bitten to death by bed bugs until you die. How can you think of a more horrible fate or a more horrible way to punish someone than to put bed bugs on him until he dies? And I know you can't imagine the agony and the pain and the screams that went unanswered when he was going through this torture. They tortured the man to death with bed bugs. There's got to be something wrong with that. Someone should be there. The governor shouldn't leave until they clean house. But there's no sensitivity for justice at this hour in Atlanta, in Fulton County, in DeKalb County, Decatur, Georgia, or in those other 10 little counties around there, Clay County, Clayton County, all of them bent on wickedness. I watched these bastards. Took the metro system away from black people trying to feed their families. They ain't got nothing to work with but the airport. And you're going to take their little transportation. I said, I think not. Told that director. I said, we will burn this bitch down if you don't turn that goddamn metro back on. Yes, that was a real threat from real people who believe in real revolution. I'm telling you, some terrible things have been done to us, brother and sister. As we go on down into Mississippi, and our brother was again lynched, modern-day lynching going on, and then they decapitate our brother and throw his limbs into the pig's pen and think it's cute. Well, hell no, it ain't cute. We will be there on your doorstep, Sheriff, and we all we got. That was his famous quote, we all we got, man. And I respect that from the young brother there in Laurel in Taylorsville, Mississippi, all down there in Natchez, yeah, Delta, Biloxi, and Gulfport, Jackson. It don't matter. All the Mississippi's got. Fannie Lou Hamer said, you born in the mess. And she was down there in Mississippi trying to make a difference. A wooden tooth president who came into the presidency after the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. A guy named Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, came in. And he said he was blocking the speech of Dr. King, right? So he put his speech on at the same time for Dr. King's speech. But that night, he knew that was the speech of Fannie Lou Hamer because she had something to tell America at that time that others had not quite covered appropriately. But the word got out anyhow. Fannie Lou Hamer's words went out, and we're just thankful to Almighty God that she held the line for what is right at this hour for the righteous, opening the doors in Mississippi because Money, Mississippi, had a guy named Louis Teal. His son, Emmett Teal, was executed or executed there in Money, Mississippi. And they went at Louis Teal, who was from Chicago, and went on and took him down in Italy. They set him up, go to Italy, and then they hung him. They all tortured him and hung Louis Teal. And you ain't know a syllable about it because so many things have been done to you and me. But I'm so glad I came into the knowledge of these things to share with you tonight here at Black Power Radio because that's where we need to be, in our own Black Power, in our own melanated nation, and doing what we have to do to produce a decent life on the shores of North America at this hour. So we go on out to from that Mississippi situation, and we land in Antioch, California, where the black mayor is being tormented by emails and texts and saying racial slurs. Same thing going on at city council. The Mexicans out there, Spanish, Hispanic, Latinos, making mockery of you, calling you beast and dog and nigger, all kind of ways, but it's said in Spanish. when they were exposed, Spanish lady left. The Hispanic, or was he Latino or Hispanic? Was he from Guadalajara or Guatemala? Was he from El Salvador, Ecuador? Well, wherever the hell he's from Cuba on back to Central America, they are willing to plot and scheme on you because of your melanation. And that's a fact. You must wake up to it at this hour. As we go for Black Power to that West Side and pick up our beloved brother who's out there, the double R's out on that West Side, holding it down. We're looking from east to west tonight, and we're going to pump it on up, and bring live to the mic our beloved brother who is a giant chairman, got the whole state of California, and he went to work. And our beloved brother Double R is right there in Los Angeles, California. And we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, honorable. Black Power to you, my brother. We love your station, man. Hey.
Black Power, Black Power.
Hey. Black Power, power to the people. Put your fists up. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
You know, hey, we love what you're doing, bro. And we just, hey, we're going to give you your roses right now. Because I've been on this station ever since it was introduced to me. And look at here. I can't go a day without missing it, bro. You know what I mean? So much love to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that to you. You know, we got to talk about just the solutions I mean, I'm going to just tell you like this. My violin strings that broke. All the evidence is there. We go back to 1619. Matter of fact, I'm the founder and the president of the 1619 Reparations Party. If y'all don't know nothing about it, go on to 1%ONEPercentage.org and cast your vote, because right now we have to take sovereign society. Yeah, we just got to take our own land. You know, forget what America telling us. We've been 160 years that we ain't got nothing for voting for. I say cast your vote on yourself, because everybody from Obama and everybody else ain't never gave us nothing. So the Republicans and Democrats, they don't do nothing for us. You feel me? So, but my basic thing here is okay, all them accolades or whatever, I can put a hat on. But my thing is to the youth. It's like right now, what are we going to do about our youth right now in the whole on the United States of black America, us black people? Fuck white America, black people. What are we going to do to give our youth or where they came from, what happened? They don't know where we're going because they don't know where we came from. Tell everybody this. In your community, create an online site. All these little people on their phones all damn day. 1 hour on Sunday or Monday, study your history, because CRT is knocked out of our school system. And it's a danger because that's genocidal. Of course, another genocide is in jail. We lead in first, second, and third strikes. But I'm going to break it all the way down to this. Why I created 1619, the Reparations Party, because we go on just like this. I can be a Johnny Cochran, and I can be into a family law system as a lawyer. We're going to get them, first of all, because you committed the first hate crime on us when you came snatched us over there in Africa. You brought us over here doing all the atrocities, and then whatever you did our women and bucked our men, so you married us. That name is America. You married us. Now it's time for a divorce. What you get in divorce? You get half the money, land, alimony, and child support, because you was that damn hate crime. Since it's the first time we stepped soil over here, you owe us for life, our future. But listen here, when we get our land, we need everybody to come as one. Buy black, stay black. You feel me? Because we have to learn how to recycle our money in 30 days. Don't give them a grunion. All money in, no money out. I yield black.
Wow. That was good. That's creating our own economy, Brother Double R is a part of the agenda, bringing our own socialism, our own politics to the table. We didn't ask them for any guidelines or how to put it together. We just said that we have to move on when they have failed to bring justice to a system that is practiced injustice. They say call it, you can tell what kind of system it's got. Because the first word is usually the most important word, huh? And they call criminal, right? A criminal doing an injustice to us, we the people. A criminal, unjust system. But they call it criminal justice. They show you how criminals practice justice. That's the real deal. That's what it is. Shows you how criminals practice justice. What justice is to a criminal is different to justice for non-criminal. So we the non-criminals must organize against the criminals. That's the logic of Frederick Douglass. Yeah. He said, you find discipline and organize against undisciplined. He said, you should seek out and find the peacemakers, and then you organize against those warmongers. But you position yourself in a manner that you will defeat the warmongers. This is what we have to do today, is position yourself in a manner that you will defeat the warmongers. Meaning when you go up against Pharaoh, then you have to have your best of all of your best. You bring your best to defeat the shaitan, the Satan, the devil, and the power structure that has found its way to the pedophilia. They got degenerates and pedophiles running too much in America. And we got to cut them down first. I'm not going to lie to you. No use of exaggerating. You got to cut down the pedophiles and the degenerates in order to get justice. So it is a criminal system. They have identified it as a criminal system that's being run by degenerates. Huh? And they have a criminal justice. That's what they call it. Is that right?
Right. How criminals. Yeah, we're going to get them on criminal justice. And we're going to get them on family law. We're going to get them on both.
Go ahead.
That's what this land gives us. You know, family law. Now, we're going to get them on the criminal. We got shiploads and shiploads and shiploads of evidence. And most shiploads to
come.
Now, come on, how you going to get us when you married us, when you gave us the last name America?
With the three Ks, is that right? With the three Ks. I put a fourth one on it. I put a TKA, America.
Don't treat us like no meat. Don't treat us like no meat. You married. Don't treat us like the Indians.
Go ahead.
It's time to divorce you. The divorce system. Has
my.
Child support for life.
That's right.
Black power.
Black power. So there you go. You have to abandon. Sometimes you have to leave.
Wakanda black power. Ungawa black power.
Ungawa black power. Harambe black power. Umoja and black power. That's right. You got to be willing to abandon this guy, man. Leave his no good behind hanging like he left you hanging. You'll be doing to him the book promises you if you obey the God of the universe that you will leave him hanging as he have left you hanging. His blood will rise up as he has shed your blood. His blood will rise as how high as the bridle on the horse. Run in the streets and be able to drink it like water. That's the promise from the divine source. You might not be ready for that. But I'm going to go down here and talk to my brother, Maurice. He knows a lot about that thing in South Carolina. Because that blood shot, North Carolina and South Carolina is some of the bloodiest mess in America. Huh? Talk black to me, brother Maurice, live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black power.
Can you hear me? Gawa. Black power. You come out loud and clear. Yeah.
Well. All I gotta say is, like, my problem with the world right now is justice. How we stop our people from getting killed, and how do we get justice for our people that's getting killed? Not even just killed, our people that's getting hate crimes done to them and stuff like that. Because they call us animals, right? They call us animals, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But they made us these animals. They made us these animals. This is what I'm saying. If you make a person live dangerous, what other way is we going to live other than dangerous?
Yeah, we got to reverse that. We can't be no animals. We got to do reverse psychology.
Bring me in, man. Bring me in, Double R. Time for me to drop it like it's hot.
And what I'm saying, like, I don't know if y'all heard the news, but the officer that killed and shot Breonna Taylor,
mm-hmm.
which they had charged him with murder, now he's an officer working at another department now. He just got hired at another police department.
That's six moves down now. We got Kentucky back on the map. They were on the map.
How do you get charged with murder? How do you get charged with murder and then charges dropped and then you back on another police force? I don't understand that. And that's the problem.
What's
wrong with America? That's
the
injustices that we are dealing with in America. And they're going to continue to do it because they get away with it.
The only man that stood up. The only man that stood up and in a serious way against that, Grandmaster Jay, they have him locked up for a promissory note of 7 years for just taking a position against the execution of Breonna Taylor while sleeping. She was executed black while sleeping and a black woman while sleeping. You can't be a black mm-hmm. woman in America and sleep. This is all of the part of Goliath, the Goliath. America personified. This is America personified tonight. Black power, black power. As we go down here and talk to our brother back on that east side, we got Brother Will. He's up there. Chairman Will is in Baltimore. What say ye at this hour? We opening the mic up tonight. We got Baltimore online, and we want you to talk black to us. Black power?
Black power.
Black power.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Black downhill in Baltimore. I realize that people don't even know who the new Black Panther Party is, or even as far as Black Power. So, educating the people is seriously needed. It's like I said last night. Our test scores are low. Them white teachers in there don't care about us. The charter schools definitely ain't gonna be enough. It's still government funded. All they do, all the things they get is from the public school. So, and then special ed, please parents, do not put your sons on special ed. Unless obviously they really have a disability. But special ed, they do not need it. All they need is extra tutoring, or is that they're lazy, or they're not getting enough discipline, or your discipline ain't right. So, more to this, please, you need to educate the parents and the kids. For all hopes is lost. Black Power.
Black Power, Will in Baltimore. And that's the thing, that they slide up to you with a form of education that's foreign to you. In other words, they'll give you a suburban band-aid to put on an urbanized situation. And it should be time out for that. We bring our own education to the table. Get into your family value system and begin to educate yourself. And you will do a much better job. You'll get higher end results. Not just Elijah Muhammad alone, but many people homeschool their children once they saw Elijah do it. It's just common sense, brothers and sisters, that you have to study the facts about yourself before you can tend or manage the affairs for anybody else. And it's a simple equation. But we accept their education to solve our problems of iniquity. And that's where we fail, when they use too much of their formula. And we are bypass the Honorable Benjamin Banneker, scientist, surveying engineer, scientist, doctor, inventor, and you gonna drive by history like that. You know that just made you successful. Why would we want to leave that on the drive-by? Why would we bypass the best of our intelligence, the best of our knowledge, the best of our education is with Benjamin Banneker and Frederick Douglass?
But you drive by there, you down there talking about some Richard Milhouse Nixon. You talking about Lyndon Baines Johnson. You talking about John Fitzgerald Kennedy. You talking about Donald John Trump. And John, don't, please don't leave out John Jr. Trump and John Jr. Kennedy, Robert Francis Kennedy, and he's back now. You know, all the Negroes now is gathering around Robert Francis Kennedy Jr. So you know all about their family tree, but not enough about Frederick Douglass. Not enough about Garrett T. Morgan, who invented the traffic light. You don't know enough about Lewis Latimer. You don't know enough about Eli Whitney and the cotton gin. You don't know enough about our beloved brother and prophet Nat Turner. You don't know enough about Harriet Tubman to go free yourself and free a lot more, because you know there's a goddamn slave. And some things been done to us, brother and sister. I just here to share it with you. Black power, black power. We're going to reach out one more time out on that west side and pick up our beloved national minister of justice is out there on that west side. We've been to the east side and picked up our brother, Chairman Will, did a wonderful job at breaking the ice and leaving there the formula of education that we must do for ourselves with this education. And education,
come on, Double R,
should show you how to live in the environment. That's what you must have, the knowledge of how to live in an environment. And if it's not doing that for you, Malcolm said, the hell with that gospel, the hell with that education. If it ain't producing for us right now, then the hell with that gospel as well. So we're here waking it up, shaking it up, waking it up like we always do. We're going to hit it and quit it tonight. The lines are hot. You got to shake what you got. So bring it live, National Minister of Justice, because, hey, this thing is hot tonight. Black power, and welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black power.
My. Black power.
Black power to all. I'm traveling to Oakland right now. We've been to get some properties with our chairman, Bishop William, tomorrow evening. So there's a lot of noise in the background.
I can hear your windmill in the background. I can feel the wind from the van way over here in Washington. Go ahead and talk, Black.
That's right. Right on, right on. But I look forward to hearing all of our beautiful kings out here on the line. I'd like to hear at the end of the broadcast, what is the plan for the youth? What is their plan for the youth? That is the key question that we would love to hear. So I look forward to hearing all of our brothers on the line speaking truth to gospel and planet. Black power.
Black power, black power, National Minister of Justice. And that's a lot of love being shown there on that west side, too. And she's doing it all over. She's on number one recruiting list now, y'all brothers. We'll have to catch up with our Minister of Justice, because she's rolling, recruiting. She's bringing whole organizations up in here, bringing her some Africa, some goddamn Vegas, Washington, Seattle, all over L.A. She on the way. She on the radio on the way to Oakland, still recruiting. Oh, y'all got to give it up for her. Give it up for our National Minister of Justice. Black power?
Yes, sir. Black power. Peace and blessings.
Black power. That's how you shake it up. Black power. That's how you wake it up. That's how you bring it up, and that's how you keep it up. You got to put maintenance on whatever you put in place, because you can put your nice Wall Street up there in Tulsa. You could put a nice business right there in Rosewood, a nice business on Wall Street in New York. And don't you know the opposition will come with a full intent to destroy your business, destroy your church, destroy your home, destroy your crops, destroy your livestock, just out of spite, just because they hate. They don't want to see you with it. They don't want it, but they just don't want to see you with it. Oh, my. We got power to the people. Black power, thank you again for your contribution tonight, National Minister of Justice. You're doing a fantabulous job. In case y'all don't know about fantabulous is when you're doing fantastic, right? And when you take fantastic and you become fabulous with it, that's called fantabulous. So that's what we're doing here tonight at Black Power Radio. We're doing a fantabulous job. We're going to go in and pick up our beloved brother on the west side of Virginia, and he's out there doing his thing in West Virginia, and he's got all types of things going on in the Department of Defense. And we're going to welcome to the airways our beloved brother our National Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning, at 301. You're live on Black Power Radio and Black Power. Or is that 301-682? With the mother, 301.
Black
Power, 301-682. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Let's shake it and quit.
That's right.
Black Power.
Shake it. We're hitting them and quitting them. Yeah, we're going to puff pass tonight, y'all. But I would just say that I'm going to say it tactfully and go over everybody here the stuff those people are supposed to get. I was only taught by the Khalid Muhammad way. That's all I know, you know. If it ain't what Khalid taught, I really don't know it. I mean, my dad, he hung out with LG, not me. I was a damn kid, and I saw them block that Oakland Bay Bridge off, and I was like, wow, that's fucking power. Excuse my language, y'all. But see, that's far as I know. See, you know, all my studying has been up there, Dr. Cliff and Aaron Michaels when they formed in 1989, you know? So I have to hold that line, the one that I was taught, the one that was drummed into my head, you know? The one that says, I am. Well, I ain't going to the Black Revolutionary just yet. I'm going to do that one too, but the one that says, I am the revolutionary vanguard for the African liberation struggle of people, you know? The Panther has to be, and I'm not reading it, so I'm not going to mess it up. So I ain't going to go too far, but the Panther have to be socially conscious, and you know, we have our five duties of Panther, so maybe they had changed that too. I don't know in 1989, but that's all I know, you know? All I know is Black Revolution is the only solution, you know? I don't know if Chairman Miles' Little Red Book ever read it. I heard about it, and that was a great way of making some money because they got them books for like 25 cents and sold them for a dollar. That's what we've been talking about doing in New York, from the water to the to everything, you know? So, but, and what's in my heart is to say, look, when our national chairman says that this is a divine Black holy revolution, you know, it really is. Really is. Because where God sends you, can't nobody take you away from it. And when God tell you to go somewhere, wait a minute. I'm hitting the wrong damn button. I hit the pause button. Sorry about that. When God tell you to go somewhere, ain't no fear in that. I can be surrounded by rednecks, which I have been. But guess what? God told me to go. And look, and when me and the national chairman stand there, believe me, it feel like we 10 Panthers. No, actually, I take that back. He 10 Panthers. I'm 5. So it's like, We 15. We outnumber them. It's only 10 of them. It's 2 of us. They better go get some damn backup. So what I'm trying to say is, God send you somewhere, and nobody going to stop that train. Because I say, Lord, somebody got to take Malcolm's place. And somebody got to finish the work that Khalid Muhammad started, you know? And I see that people are actually, they talk a big game, but they scared. But that's okay, you know? I mean, if God hadn't told me, look, you can come with me now. You come with me now. We go straight to heaven. You hold me by the hand, we walk straight into heaven together, you know? Or you can do what I put you here for. So, what's it going to be? Soldier, you going to hold the line? Because I got a bigger purpose for you. And this is when I was homeless, didn't have a job, didn't have a car, didn't even have a bicycle to ride. You know? Bumming transfers off the back of the bus. I'm telling y'all some real shit here. I don't give a damn who believe it or not. But I'm trying to tell you, when God send you somewhere, ain't no fear in that. Ain't no fear in that. I was riding over into the hood looking for Malik, actually. I just told somebody this story. I was looking for Malik, and I say, let me find Malik, you know? And then somebody said, whoa, didn't you know that he was climbing way up the ladder in the Panthers? And I was like, what, really? I was like, well, shit, let me find the Panthers. And then I found the Panthers, and I said, all I want the Panthers to do is watch over my back because I'm about to give the goddamn white man hell from the cradle to the goddamn grave, just like Khalid Muhammad did. So I said, I need them to watch my back. Little did I know that was going to be the stepping stone. Because when Sister Janae put that daggone megaphone in my hand and said, prove to me that you going to do this shit. I was like, shit, you ain't said nothing but a thing. Let's rock this shit. I said, and I came out there, the first words out of my mouth on the revolutionary struggle was, we're here today for the first time in history, an economic sanctions campaign against the goddamn Chinese for putting over 50,000 black people out of their homes in China during the coronavirus. And basically, we've been on it ever since. And then when you got a teacher like the Sheikh, like the chairman, the Sheikh, the honorable, my damn teacher, the Sheikh Imam Akbar, you got a teacher like that, you'll get your, look, if anybody wake me up before my motherfucking alarm clock go off, I'm going to cuss your ass out. But the Sheikh called me at 5 a.m., I get up, wiping my motherfucking eyes. I said, I know what he's getting ready to do. I go straight down, grab me a tablet and a magic marker because I didn't know which ink pen worked, and I started jotting it down. The black law. Somebody keep trying to call and interrupting my flow. I don't do no more. Yeah. So with 196,940,000 square miles of the planet dirt, you know, he said, hey, you know about Andrew Jackson, but did you know about Andrew Johnson? I was like, who's Andrew Johnson? Sir Veto. He vetoed everything that Lincoln tried to do, you know? He's the reason that the Emancipation Proclamation didn't go through right away. And I'm not going to go too long. I just gave y'all a little brief history of who I am, why I am, and why this is a divine black revolution, because God sent us. He sent me right to the right one. But you know what Martin Luther King said? And it's been in my head all day, and I just want to share this before I share that, let me share this. $77 Baker. That's the only way we're going to get anywhere. And why are you people not putting, no, I'm not going to get mad at my people. I did that one time in New York when they ain't put enough money in the till. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say why y'all haven't put no money in to put this bus, to get this bus up, or to even get the transmission fixed on the bus that we have. I'm not going to ask that. I'm not going to say why haven't y'all gave us enough money to fly some of our comrades down here from Los Angeles, like the Honorable Troop Bay, who's holding it down for you. She don't know nothing but the youth, you know? So I'm like, yeah, okay, we got a lot to do, you know? So what I was going to share with you, Martin Luther King said, we got a long way to go, you know? So don't stop moving. Don't stop moving. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, crawl. And if you, but by all means, keep moving. And $77 Baker. That's $ on the Cash App, and then 77 and capital letters, B-A-K-E-R-S. And whatever you do, don't stop moving. Black Power, the National Minister of Defense, and your revolutionary voice of the people. That's the only title I need.
We certainly appreciate you tonight, Black Lightning, for giving us those words of encouragement and support here at Black Power Radio and in the Black Nation on the front line for defense of the Black Nation and on the vanguard for keeping the maintenance on what we have achieved. We certainly do appreciate you for all that you do, and we love you so much here at Black Power Radio. I believe my man on that west side has somebody on the backup or the blackup right out at the double R. He had someone was trying to speak earlier. And we're going to open these mics and let them rock and roll with you tonight. Brother Double R, did you have someone in the background
or the black drop that just wanted to drive it like a
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is why we come here tonight.
Big money.
Black Power. Oh,
yeah.
Black Power. Go ahead,
Mike.
Thanks,
Black Power.
Double R, for giving me this opportunity. And Akbar, thank you for doing a wonderful job. It was good to hear from Black Lightning that yesterday, the other day, as well as today. I want to begin by saying this. We had a reparations meeting, and Sister Bay was there, here through the grapevine, that she was out at the Riverside as well, in regards to reparations. And the Los Angeles Reparations Advisory Commission community meeting was Saturday, the 22nd, from 11 to 1, and Sister Bay was there. But we didn't have any words. However, there was talk of land. URRR were asking me, was there any talk of land? I heard land at least twice. I might even go as far as to say three times. But at the first in-person public meeting of the City of Los Angeles Reparations Advisory Commission, commissioners will present the city's plans to conduct an in-depth study of harms experienced by Black Angelenos. Community members will have a chance to respond within questions and public comment, as well as to meet the commissioners. And that was 1 minute we got a chance to speak. The Reparations Advisory Commission is a blue ribbon task force composed of leading local voices in activism, academy, law, and racial justice, and in chaired by Michael Lawson, who did pull the no-show, president and CEO of the Los Angeles Urban League and former ambassador. And so what I can say to you guys is that as a participant at this meeting, and we're talking about harms of Angelenos, I found it troubling that there was no mention of police brutality. There was no mention of crack cocaine, which devastated our community like you wouldn't believe. Generations we've lost. And, you know, it just got to the point where I was just upset. I heard homelessness. I will say that. I did hear homelessness, but I don't like the way it was phrased. The way it was phrased was not like it was being put as part of the budget for reparations. And that's where I'm coming from, guys. I felt like this particular reparations meeting needed to address the serious harms that was brought against us as Black African Americans. And cocaine, police brutality, what Double R has been talking about in terms of prisoners being in jail and stuff like that, the rise of prisoners, not only here in California, but nationally speaking. Nationally speaking. And so it was that aspect that I have to take it to give you a better perspective as to where I'm coming from in that right there. And police brutality. I mean, you know, we can't even begin to tell you how we heard so many stories. Well, back in the day, you know, I have to go back in the day because you got to understand, guys, I'm 73 years old. I'm a brother like no other from another mother, okay? So what I'm trying to say right here, right now, is that back in the day, they was letting officers get off in their police reports saying that they felt that the reason why they had to shoot and kill us was because the cars were being used as a deadly weapon. And so we had a summit. It was the Nation of Islam with Tony Muhammad and the nation coming down to the police commission. True story. And so it came up to me coming up to the mic. And I said, Commissioner of New York, William Bratton, we call him Bratton. Bratton was the commissioner in Los Angeles at the time, just to drop that dime. But more importantly, I said, how in the world can you have officers over and over again put in their police report that the reason why they murdered and killed us is because the cars were being used as a deadly weapon, and you train your officers not to stand in front of a car, and you train your officers not to stand behind a car. You train your officers to stand on the passenger side and the driver's side. Now, help me if I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Now, as a result of that, how can that car be used as a deadly weapon if it can only move forward and backwards? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. You have to be deaf, dumb, stupid, blind, and in denial. And at that point,
that's right.
At that point, William Braddon said, we're no longer going to allow cars to be used as an excuse by LAPD officers in their police report anymore. And so that's one of the contributions that I brought to Los Angeles as a brother from North New Jersey, raised in Inglewood, New Jersey, but I'm L.A. bound now. You know, my manhood is here. And so that's where that's at in that respect, and that respect only. And there's another one. You know, I did some other stuff, too, in terms of the long-handled metal flashlight, but I don't want to get refocused on that right now. I want to bring it to a stop, Double R. Stop that, man.
Sorry,
come on, man. All right, come on now. The Bible tells us, and you all know this, the Bible tells us that the people will perish for the lack of knowledge.
Mm.
The Bible tells us the people will perish for the lack of knowledge. Well, Big Money wants to add one more word to that. The people will perish for the lack of knowledge and wisdom. You got to have wisdom. Akbar, it's your time, man. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is
lack of the practical application of that wisdom that we have inherited from the knowledge. When your knowledge right, you got your mind all right, it will make your rap tight. Don't you know?
Come on. That's right.
That's what's
right.
been happening.
Last week we had a brother come on, and he said, it's not the guns, it's the people. It's not the guns, it's the people. Well, help me understand. As a black man, if you don't have the guns, then how can the people use the guns? All we're saying is that we want some kind of background check that tells us that you investigated the parents to the youngster that wants to buy this AR-15 to find out if that child has some kind of mental anger or what we call not stress, not anxiety, we're looking at the mindset of these individuals who are purchasing these assault weapons. And all we're saying is that in Florida, the Panthers, Florida's Governor DeSantis is the panties. What did Black say about that? I forgot what he said. I like his little comment on that. Anyway, I'm not one to go that. That's y'all's thing, you know. I like to listen to it, though. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that DeSantis has said that he doesn't want any background checks. Well, I got a problem with that. You got these mentally disturbed kids purchasing these guns, and these guns is killing your babies, not our babies only, your babies too. These coffins are so damn small, it's ridiculous.
Black coffins ain't even as tall as you.
So what I want to say to you is this. It may not be the guns, and it's the people, but you got to do a background check. We can't be so stupid as to let you purchase these guns without checking with your parents or your school or your in-laws or somebody to find out what kind of person is you.
That part.
And so what I'm saying to you all is that here's a situation here in Cali. Cali, we got a bill that says, look, you can't purchase these assault weapons. And so what I'm saying I'm old, but I'm a Democrat. Okay, I'll tell it like it is. I've been voting for Democrats, but at the same time, I'm gonna keep it 100 now. I got to keep it 100. But at the same time, in dropping that dime, I wanted to be clear that even though I'm feeling that way, I feel like we need to do things differently in regards to our schools. And what I mean by that is this. We have a situation where in Tennessee, the legislators ruled that the teachers now can have guns. And what we're saying is that we don't need to go there and do that because we can hire the Nation of Islam, men and women, to wear civilian clothing at these schools so that they can protect our youngin' coming and going.
No, we need the Black Panthers to do that. That money needs to go in the Black Panther Party. That money needs to go in the Black Panther Party, brother. I just want to throw that in because
we
are the ones that pop that ass. Nation of Islam ain't going to do shit. We'll whoop that ass. We'll shoot motherfuckers. We'll crucify their ass. We'll burn them at the motherfucking stake.
It depends on who gets
hired.
They
won't.
It depends on who
gets
hired.
Well, the only money is going into
the
Black Panther Party. I'm not asking the Muslims to do shit that I can do for myself. I'll carry a motherfucking machete. Stop a motherfucking little bitty pieces, will they? Will they? Will they stop a motherfucking little bite-sized piece and feed them to the motherfucking alligator? All they want. Okay, big money, big grip, go ahead.
I got to
agree with everything you said, brother, except for the Nation of Islam is not going to take the money out of the new Black Panther Party. That's taking money out of my mouth and my brother's. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead and talk, big money, grip.
Oh, Bob. Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is that you do not have to hire the you can hire any Tom, Dick, or Harry, Mary, Betty, or Sue. But what I'm saying to you and you and you is that we need to have cameras in the classroom, in the hallways, and around the school, and have a special room where you can watch on the monitors what's going on in and around our schools. Now, if you want to hire, if you choose to hire the Nation of Islam men and women, that's your prerogative. But if you choose to hire the Black Panthers, that's your prerogative.
Look,
it will depend on the geographic locality in which you live. That's what it comes down to, guys. That's what it comes down to. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and we cannot address that unless we address that in that manner so that you can have a clear understanding as to your prerogative. Now, that being said, to not be misled, it's very important that Sister Janae, I believe, a couple of weeks ago, she was talking about canning. I'm going to switch wheels on your ass. Yeah, I am. And we were talking about canning. And the canning came from the pears, the peaches, and the apples. But, Brother Akbar, I wanted to hear, how do you prepare these preserves and servings for our women? Our women need to know this, but our men need to
let
know
it
too.
Let
and
answer.
So, and
let
so, what I'm saying to you, Brother Akbar, what I'm saying to you, Brother Double R, hold on. What I'm saying to you is this: I would love to have heard that we boiled our peaches, we boil our apples, we boil in brown sugar, not white sugar. Very important that I mention that kind of sugar. But it's that kind of sugar that I have to take it to give you a better perspective as to where I'm coming from when I talk about canning specifically. And Janae was right on it. But I felt like, Akbar, that we could have went a little bit deeper as we spread the word, what you heard, on how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that when they have these opportunities to make preserves in their region in which they live, and sell it at fairs or sell it at various places, they'll know how to prepare it. And it takes you got to know what you're doing, and you got to know how to do it. And it's one thing to talk about you did it, but then you got to show it to where we know it so that we can keep our front line going.
All right, let
see, as black folks, we got a culture that's unbelievable.
Big Brother Griff, you be long-winded. I mean, he is, too. Let him respond, though.
All right, hey, brother, Akbar.
Oh yeah, we're gonna give you some more rounds at that man. Big Money Grip, boy, he got a big, long-winded intellect too. So I can have it. I don't know. That's where you're off at.
Oh yeah, hey, we family.
This
we
is
family.
Our guest,
hey, black
on,
family,
so.
One love, Agape. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
Let him get it all out. One mic.
I go off like that.
On Big Money Grip.
Man.
He been listening for a minute.
Big Money
man.
Grip. One mic on Big Money Grip. Black power.
Yes. Black power.
All right. Let me go, man. I want to watch the basketball game, man.
We ready to get with you, man. Who you got?
You gotta listen.
Who
you can't talk it real. You can't talk it real. Come on, man.
Who you got
your
money on, Big Money?
You can't talk it real, man. Let the homie be fine.
Who you got your money on, Big Money?
Hey, no. He said the mic is – let him speak, though. Let him speak. Honorable. You up. It's on you.
Okay. Well, black power, and Big Money Grip raises, as always, the sensual issues that we
need. Fuck your ass up. We need ass kickers that the people need. Well, the people need someone.
As we're gathering information and gathering strength, you've got to put some protection on what you have gained, right, from your activism. Some call it blacktivism. And you have to put some type of peacekeeping force, some type of real security that's down to modern times, because the opposition has a track record of coming in and destroying your shit. So we have to stay focused on the objective is to bring the people up a notch. And I think that we're moving in the right direction. And we're doing the right thing.
Yes, sir.
But look at all of the spots. You got to look on the map carefully when you say Spartanburg and Fulton County, Atlanta. When you say Money, Mississippi, Taylorsville, Mississippi, Laurel, Mississippi, Natchez, Biloxi, and Gulfport, all those little townships that you probably never heard of. What's that one I like to talk about? Old Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You got to know something about these things on the ground and know what you're up against and know what they'll bum rush the car every time and say, all right, man, y'all got to just chill out, man, because we got to live here when y'all gone, man. We got to stay here, man. We got to stay here. So y'all got to chill out, man, with some of that right there. And we understand that, but we're going to raise hell with this cracker from the cradle to the grave like Black Lightning them was talking about earlier. We don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. And I'm serious, it's a heart attack. It's twice as deadly. I'm on his behind. We will never take our foot out of the behind of the goddamn wrong right in South Carolina until this no good bastard quits or leave or until we die trying. We're going to get him up out of there. And we got them 20 body bags, and we are not going to look a blind eye to justice in Los Angeles, Antioch, California, if you will. We're not going to stop until we get our share. That's what's up. We here to get our issue as we go up black.
Like
951-951-951.
Can I ask something real quick? Very nice.
You wanted to say something?
Big money grip.
Okay,
I wasn't meaning to be offensive. I was just what got me was we actually are trying to start a security force. So you're taking money out of my comrade's mouth when you do that, and I can't have that, brother.
All right, thank you for dropping that. Now we are the new Black Panther Party. Wherever you see us, we are the goddamn security. Let's don't go look for no fucking security. Because that was a mistake I think the brothers made in Austin that went looking for some security, and we are the goddamn security. Some fool, I won't call his name tonight, paid for some security when we already are the goddamn security. Loaded up.
And your main man ran their asses up off that step. Okay, I just want
to
throw that in. I'm the one who ran their asses up out of there.
Oh.
Black problem.
Black power. Okay. The point is more important that we safeguard and protect our own and know that we are the best security in the universe. I'm not going to lie to you about that. I don't see nothing that Sam produced to match one of our top soldiers. I know they can't match me. I'm not even going to think about it.
That's
if you fuck around and match
me, he did.
You can match me, motherfucker. But the death, you're going to be in at this hour for Black Power, for Black Revolution, for Panther Security? Hell no. And knowing how to conduct these affairs and in these public demonstrations and stuff, you ain't going to match me in that shit. I'm the goddamn Michael Jordan in this shit, man. I ain't bragging. I'm back in the goddamn match. I ain't going to play with you. I ain't going to play with them. And I ain't going to play with that wicked too bad sheriff named Wrong, Right, No Right. And a righteous bone in his goddamn body. He's putting these body bags out, man. And they're turning it as business as usual. That's why I named the show tonight the Gold Liar. Gold Liar. I named the Gold Liar because they were going devil liar. And we got to have the raw truth in order to beat the dressed up lie. The raw truth is better than the dressed up lie. And then they said, we just got to tell a few little white lies in order to get our point over or get our mission in or to get in where we can fit in. We're going to tell a few little white lies, like they had a few little white bombs. They want to label the Eastern Muslims as the number one terrorist. So they say, you see them, they bombing them, but they didn't bought the bomb from Great Britain, bought the bomb from the French or the Belgians or the Germans or the Russian bombs, American bombs. The first bombing I remember is the goddamn Bloody Brit. If you were a Protestant and you didn't like what the Catholics said, you mess around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon in rush hour, boom! And that's all I could see on television. It's big for Money Griff know what I'm talking about. We saw the Bloody Brits, the Protestants and the Catholics bombing each other. The parliament and the non-parliament. If you didn't like their politics and they were a parliament, then you would blow their asses up. You set a bomb in his house, his car, wherever you could set a bomb on his family. The Bloody Brit taught the world about this bomb you. If I dislike your posture, then I will bomb your ass. And he didn't care if he was at Buckingham Palace or the Palisades. He won't drop that bomb, man. And everybody was right on edge at the time. Just like we should root for Billy the Kid and Jesse James and Wyatt Earp. Right on the edge of your seat, where these goddamn Bloody Brits going to bomb tonight. You waited for, because you knew you had confidence. Just like you know they're going to put a black man in a body bag. We sat around waiting. Oh, I know. Where did they bomb it? And was it in London or Scotland today? Was it in Dublin? Was it Bloody Scottish or the Black Irishman? Who got bombed today, huh? So this is what we are saying, that we are up against these goddamn Bloody Irishmen. We are against the establishment in America. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who in the fuck do we really hate? Republicans, Democrats, Independents, the goddamn DA, the judge, the holies, the police, and the whole goddamn bunch. We don't have no like for the opposition. We got no love, what Tupac said, for the other side. We got no love for you, cracker. You done killed us up and then come back and blame the victim. We ain't got no love for you when you raping our women and doing and putting drugs down in the hood and saying it's our
fucking
fault.
Our
we ain't got no love for the other side. So y'all go ahead and carry this thing. I mean, I'm right here with you. But let me pick up the 951 I started to get. Go ahead, drop it like it's had 951-951-951-450. You're live on Black Power Radio. That's right, 951.
Black Power.
Black Power, what's up, cuz?
Black Power.
Black Power.
One mic on you, 951-480.
Come closer, sister. We can't hear you.
That's Riverside. Okay. Come on, live, sis.
Well, okay, go ahead and drop it, Truth Bay. I think they had a little mic problem. They're going to come back. I think they weren't coming through clear. But Dr. Truth Bay, pick it up from there, Black Power.
No, that's another time. Black Power. I'm traveling, y'all. I'm listening.
Oh, good,
to
good. That's perfect.
The plan for the youth, though. That's all I want to hear at the end of this.
That's right. I told you, I'll see all about the youth.
Black Power.
And that's right, Black Power. I'm glad you left it open because when they like in the movie when with the Black Panther movie when the Nation of Islam was guarding Betty Shabazz and had all them unloaded guns. Nah, man, our shit loaded. We keep one in the chamber. Oh, and by the way, some shit you ain't gotta load. It's just sharp as hell. but that's not what I was thinking. I really wanted to give y'all something really good. It kind of left me. Oh, it was what Mr. Griffin said about the guns. Now, I noticed something. I noticed something the other night. St. Louis is the bloodiest city in America. Now, in St. Louis, all you got to do is be 18, have an ID, and go to the gun shop and walk the fuck out with a gun. And they know that that's way, I mean, look, the deadliest cities in America, St. Louis, number one. Chicago, probably number two. But why would they let 18-year-olds take their ID to the gun shop in the murder capital and buy guns, you know? Oh, and see, when I talk to the white man, I'm still black lightning, you know, because I already know. The only ones that I can really trust with my name are the ones that are closest to me. And believe me, Sister Truth, they know my name. National Chairman know my name. There's a few real close comrades know my name, but that's why I hide. That's why I keep my anonymity safe. You know, because I wouldn't want somebody to catch a couple to the chest fucking around thinking shit don't stink because it really do. But anyway, we're the security. We're the only security for the black nation. I mean, look, the Nation of Islam, I respect them brothers. And believe me, if they marching down the street, we're going to be their security. Dig that? We're going to be their security. And whether you know it or not, we real close with them. Very close with them. I believe there's people right here on this line, but I ain't saying no names, that can call Farrakhan right now. Just like I can call Truth Bay right now. You know? Just like I can call National Field Marshal right now. Shit. You think our national chairman don't have Farrakhan's number in his phone? Think again. Black Paul. I'm out. Oh, not without saying 77 Bakers, though, because we got too many places to go, and this stuff is starting to cost more than we got. I believe what the brother said before, that the real black revolutionaries, we poor. So the ones that are walking around here flying Learjets and shit, they're suspect. They're suspect as hell. Anyway, Black Power. Salute to Grandmaster J.
Black Power. Thank you. Yes.
Salute.
Peace and love on Grandmaster J as well. And no fuck around. We have to give it to them because they were the only one that stepped up with the courage to check the system and to put on a decent demonstration. We dislike what happened to Breonna Taylor. And we dislike what is going on out there in Ohio, in Louisville, that region, Arkansas, black to Oklahoma, black to Missouri. They did. You got to get black pioneer to kind of get the right insightfulness on what's taking place in the central and Midwest areas so that you know what's going on nationwide from St. Louis, say, black to Vegas, or from St. Louis on down to Dallas. You got to get into what's going on in Memphis and Nashville. You got to go this thing live from Chattanooga, black to Atlanta. You got to know about these things going on from Selma. That's, what is the Dr. King mini pilgrimage from, say, Atlanta down to Birmingham to Montgomery out to Selma, Alabama, Selma over to Chattanooga to Nashville, Nashville to Memphis, Memphis black to Atlanta.
You got to know something of what's going on the trail at Murfreesboro in between and Jackson, Tennessee. And you got to get on the road to know these things, brother and sister. Got to wake it all the way up at this hour. That's real education. Would you know how to live in this environment called Goliath, or some call it America, personified? They are full, loaded with shadows and loaded with deception and loaded with all types of public fraud and deception and corruption is leading the day. The further you go up the ladder, the more the corruption, the more the bigger the pedophile. You have a black of the cherry, the sweeter the juice, the more money, the more corruption. Corruption and money in this land goes hand in hand. I don't have to exaggerate. Nothing I'm telling you. I'm just giving you a straight shot tonight, brother, sister. We got, what, a few more minutes of radio, about a half hour more of radio show to go. So we want to fire that thing all the way up and keep it
lit. I thought we had at least an hour.
Well, we got at least a half hour.
I'm proud of you, Black Revolutionary. I am.
Well,
I can't leave that without that. Come on, Elvis. I am.
Black Revolutionary.
A Black Revolutionary.
A Black Revolutionary.
Black Power.
Black power.
That's strong there. Now we're going to switch back. I believe our brother Chairman Will is black in Baltimore. And give him a chance if he had to reiterate or to come back and brush up and catch up and drop it in there like it's hot, because he's our chairman of Baltimore and the state chairman of Maryland, the state of Maryland, on Queen Mary's land. And we got a black man that takes a stand all over this land. So, Brother Will, yeah, go ahead and pick up and drop it like it's hot.
Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power, sir.
What I was
alliterating
on.
Black power, brother.
Black power. What I was alliterating on was still educating our kids and definitely the parents. Now I want to get into being careful. Definitely being a public school, be careful what your child is saying, teachers and all that stuff, because as we know, you know, the CPS system definitely ain't no joke. They don't really need much of a reason. And to add on to that, in D.C., May 14th, I believe from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they got a Black Mother's March. If anybody in D.C. or in Baltimore can pull up, by any means, come join. I'm be there with some family members. We're going to go out there and march and listen to what the people got to say. And while I'm there, I'm going to also do some recruiting and also talking to some parents, definitely black mothers, because that's what's going to mainly be there. And I'm going to have to speak with them on educating their children. Make sure they're getting some tutoring. Don't put them on special ed, because that's also a link to the CPS. Because if you don't give the kid his meds and the teacher knows, they can call CPS, kid is gone. And then in the state of Maryland, if they take one, they take all. Not like they did take one out the house, they take them all, in this state at least. So I would say just be careful out there, Black family.
Through Comrade Chairman, did you say that was May 14th? That's a Sunday.
Yeah, May 14th.
And what is the location going to be? I'm definitely going to be with you.
Let me look at the picture real fast. Give me a second.
And this ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm going to be there.
I just know. Wait, hold on. I see
you can send it to me on my personal phone. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be a Black Mother's March, like on the White House. So it's going to be toward going the White on the White House. So
oh, we already own that property. That's 16th and K. We already that's Black Panther property. We already own that shit.
Like Tom.
And,
yeah.
believe
yep,
if you know where the Black Lives Matter mural is, that's also where it's going to be as well.
That's Stephen K.
That's Stephen K. We are on that shit. Believe me.
put our stuff back out there. We rolled through that joint, shaking them. Ain't gonna lie.
We marched with
Grandmaster Jay as well. So we are definitely familiar with the area, and try to get us teamed up, get some numbers synced up, put out a few flyers, etc. See, a lot of people don't want you to go to marches. Because they don't want our voice to be heard. They don't want what we have to say to get over to the public. It ain't that they hate marches so much. They don't want you to motivate because it's going to give them something to do. They don't want to do a damn thing. That's why they don't want to see you marching, because you're going to call these no good bastards out.
Yeah.
The wallflies and the ones that stuck upside with line up as you say dancing on the ceiling. Yeah. We'll be calling these bastards to task to do some goddamn work. And that's what they're more than anything. They're ducking the goddamn wreck.
Who paying them to do that? What white man is paying them to come out there and sabotage the black a movement like that? Take all the LGBT community out, talking about Black Lives Matter. There ain't nobody black out there. Everybody's like homosexual out there. They're just pushing their own shit and want to use our name to do it. That's why I'm on a motherfucking warpath.
Like power.
Oh, by the way, I am exactly who the fuck I said I was. Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I get on the warpath, just can't stand it no more. It's like, goodness gracious, what would Khalid do? Probably take, gasoline, pour it around everybody and himself and set that motherfucker on fire. Or is that just me? Black power. Oh, 77 Bakers. 77 Bakers. We need that gas money. We got to get Double R and Sister Truth Bay from one coast to the other. And ain't trying to get no trains and no buses. We need airplanes for this here. And me and National Tamron, we'll drive from here to Alaska. And I bet you that's Brother Alfred. I bet you that's Brother. Oh, when y'all put money in the Cash App, I want y'all to do this. Hashtag the big black bus for us. Hashtag Sierra Leone, Brother Alfred. And hashtag the Black Panther Security Forces. Black power.
Black power, black power. And a strong black
power.
Black to call. And we know it's just revolutionaries in general, we got to rock it. You were close. You were close when you said Chairman Alfred. But we got Brother Sheikh Tajani Jallo is out there. I think he's in Gambia, and his father has passed, and we didn't know it here at Black Power Radio. So he'll be given an opportunity to speak to us in just a few minutes. We've got to go to this line first. Are you there, Sheikh Tajani? I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
This is another man in Africa. This is part of our other tribe in Africa. We're live on Black Power Radio. Say a few words. I'm going to come back and let you finish, but I got to go to 9:51. I wanted him to hear from Africa. Africa is on the line, y'all. Black Power, assalamu alaikum, Brother Sheikh Tajani.
Black Power, Black Power.
How are you doing?
We're doing Black great. Power. You're live on Black Power Radio, sir.
Africa, boomaye.
Yes, sir.
Come closer to the phone, comrade, so we can hear you loud and clear.
And give us an update of Gambia, sir.
Yeah, I am from Gambia. My family, I really love to join your group so that I can be able to help my family, because right now I am not working. I am my mom's first child, and she needs me. I really need a work to assist her. Allah, I wish I can join your book.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Let them know. You know, we just fasted together. We did a lot of things this last month, and we want to shake Tajani to kind of share. You got to step it up. See, like his father was Jason John, you see him in a lot of photos. You see him calling the Adhan. And the brothers, they always come to our masjid. They call the Adhan. They recite the chant Quran and the special prayers, the duas. And we learn a lot from Africa and Gambia. So I wanted you all to respect and know we got ties in Gambia as well. So you have to explain some of that, Sheikh. Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, I just wanted you to run it down a little bit.
What village are you from, brother?
Whoa. Let him speak, brother.
What do you say, please?
Yeah, I wanted you to go ahead and speak.
Yes, I say I really love to come to your post so that I can be able to help my family.
Yes, sir.
You know, I once told you I lost my dad year before last, and that makes things very hard on me and my family.
Yes, sir. And as we move forward, we'll be doing a few fundraisers, et cetera, things. We have shipped containers to Gambia, to Senegal. This is not our first rodeo, brother and sister. We've been in this movement a long, long time. We ship entire containers to Africa, and we load up. I'll pick and load up one of my old Volvos and full of clothes, sneakers, computers, just a whole ton of stuff. And just ship it to Africa because their needs are different than our needs here. And we're going to get you used to communicating with Africa, but get used to giving from that which you love to Africa as well. We've got to get used to giving so that we can live and so that you can keep your sanity. You can't walk around sane and not be giving nothing to Africa because their needs are different, brothers and sisters. You got to understand that. You should understand that without me having to explain that. But I'm going to go to now. I intended to hit my 951. Has been on hold so long. And this is the most patient America or in Goliath at this hour. At 951, you're live on Black Power Radio right there. 951. There's one mic on 951. And talk black to us. Black Power.
Black Power. Can you hear me?
I mean.
We hear you, brother. Can everybody else mute your light?
Go ahead. One mic on the 951. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
We can hear you live, brother.
I've been going through an issue in Portland, Oregon with these racist white folks here trying to avoid the fact that they stole my money. And they're forcing me out of my home. Someone told me I could file a federal lawsuit.
Brother Stephen?
Yes, that's me.
All right, give us an update. What's happening with the gentrification process?
Well, they're moving forward. They're moving forward with their, But they're not showing me proof of where my grandmother's annuities went, and they act like they don't have to. I know that my grandmother didn't take them because I had her in my care, and I know that the attorney took the money because they told me that at Transamerica. But they act like they don't have to prove that, or they don't have to, with the probate. They're saying that they don't have to. They can just verbally tell me that my grandmother took it. And I know that that's not true. So I was told I could file a federal lawsuit. I'm trying to see about how to go about doing that.
Yeah, where are our attorneys at this point? We got a lot of our brothers and sisters that came in their homes to crooked white supremacists. Just to give a background, this is your grandma's house, right?
Thompson? Yes, my grandmother's home, yeah.
Yes, and just like many homes here in California and nationwide, they go through probate court with a crooked lawyer that so-called is the power of the estate. And this is why we got to protect our seniors, protect our elders, for sure, because you have wolves in sheep's clothing just lingering to take an opportunity, especially property, real estate, because that's the most valuable asset in any family. When you want to pass down something, a home is usually the best thing to pass down to your child. But what's happening in Oklahoma, where this property is at, is that they had stolen at least $500,000 from Ms. Thompson estate before anything happened. And the judge is in it on it. So this is something where cases like this, we must have a record keeping on top of this, because they're going to do what they can to railroad innocent black families.
Double R.
So what I suggested for you to for them to allow this process to happen and then file a federal lawsuit. And everybody's going to jail, including the judge. Judge Christ is his name, y'all. You know, how funny is that? Tom Christ is this guy's name, the judge, the white supremacist who allowed the Thompson family home to be railroaded. Go ahead, Brother Stephen.
Yeah, Judge Christ was very, you could tell he was racist by the way he talked. And I told him that I didn't have any counsel at the time because no attorneys up here wanted to take this case because they said the case was messy, and the guy said, I have to live here.
The case is messy. They're the only messy ones that we see on this platform stealing from us left and right.
Yeah. So now I'm at the point where they just emptied the house.
Right, so you don't have a statute of limitation. This is fresh. This is just happening. Let them go through with the railroading. It's all good. Mm-hmm. As I said before, the person that you are going to take down will be Tom Christ himself, because he's the one under the color of law that allowed all of this to happen. So understand that God is on your side. Man cannot rush anything that God has already had for you, Brother Stephen. So we're going to give a special shout-out for your case, especially, and anyone else that has a probate case, which many, many black families are going through. Please, I need you to give me a call, 323-884-8583. The color of law form must be served upon the judge that made the decision, whether it was done already, whether it was a year plus old or if it's just going through, it's going to be the same procedure. The judge that's in that seat that's allowing your home to go through the white supremacist is the one that's going to be indicted. And that's how we're going to do it right here on the Department of Justice. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power, the National Minister of Justice, is doing this work from San Diego to Portland, all up in Seattle places that's on that west side. Brother and sister, you got to understand, we got to lend a special amount of our I had to sip me some coffee on that one. But our sentimentality, our spirituality, and our sentiments have to be, our allegiance and dedication has to be to we the people. But you know, you say Portland, Olympia, Washington, Seattle, when you say those kinds of words, and anything above San Francisco, it is especially if a black man, a black woman, or black children are living in those regions, man. Anaheim, oh my. You've got to have something somewhere special in your heart for those people. I am telling you, if you don't know, then you will grow when you come into the knowledge of these people and their lifestyle and how they're almost nearly forced to live a certain kind of lifestyle. That's why it's important for you to travel, to journey, and see how these people are living, and then you'll know how to process the information when they tell you what they're going through, and you'll know how to give them aid and assistance from where you are. Because that's why we're here, to meet the needs of the people
the knees in Anaheim or Portland, Oregon is different than the knees in St. Louis and Washington, D.C. And you got to be astute enough. You got to be sharp enough to know how to manage and process and help both on both sides. Huh? Try that. Yeah, that's a cliche from 45.5. So it was just a hard blow to the black psyche to know that someone stood up and said that you deserve recompense or to be compensated for your labor, for your building skills, for your scientific advancement, for your cotton gin, for your traffic light, for your advances in medicine. Advances in medicine, you've never been compensated for that. And yep. Reparations are due. In fact, reparations are long overdue. Okay?
So that's right.
We're not asking for anything out of the ordinary, and we're asking for a decent lifestyle, an opportunity to live a decent lifestyle, as opposed to we want all the wealth. Hell no. We want our share, you damn Skippy. And I'm just here to tell you that. We will not give up till we get our share. That's right. So you got to get ready.
That's right. National Chairman,
you got to get ready
chime in a little bit
for the big payback.
Special guest.
Big payback.
We have Bishop Williams that wants to chime in on the Portland properties that we've been attached. Bishop Williams, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power. How are you, one?
Hey, brother, you out there. Black Power, let's give it up for the bishop. Bishop Williams, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black
Power. Black Power. Black Power.
Black
Power.
Black
Power.
Black
Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Is a thing now. It's time for it to spread all over the nation, you know. And I would like to see more people, black people, involved with it, you know. Churches and all, we got to wake up the churches because the churches are sleeping, you know.
That's right.
They got all these people in the church, and they won't say nothing to them about reparating. They are discriminating against the people, so they're violating the civil rights and everything else.
And human rights.
Yeah. No, but they'll bring in the city councilman and the mayor and all in their church, you know, and let them speak.
They're all listening.
Won't say nothing to them about reparation.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what Martin told him. He said he feel he led us to the burning house.
You know, but we need to do a wake-up call. We need to hold rallies and thing. The thing I want to do, I want to do a big thing here in Oakland, a reparation thing at East Mount Mall where the Raiders used to play. You know?
Okay.
I'd like to do that soon here. And we can bring people in, reparation speakers, and get the community involved and have a press conference of it right here. You know?
That's right. That's right.
And I want to have this reparation march across the Bay Bridge. You know? A lot of things happen, don't happen for us because we're lazy and don't come together.
We agree with you, Bishop. Go on now.
I know. I'm not speaking about you all, but I'm saying, but as a whole, blacks, you know, a lot of people have the civil rights organization. They ain't doing nothing. You know?
That's right. That's right. So I put you all on the point down. We got you. We're behind you 100%. And we're going to make sure at least the Bay Area has representation. We're going to snatch these properties.
praise the Lord.
That's right. That's right. We got to do it.
Yes, sir.
And why did they keep me? No. God has given me power because all of the work that I have done over the years has given me power to command. You know what I mean? We can manage all the stuff that we need that's owed to us. We can demand it now. God gives us a right to demand it, you know?
That's right.
But we can't do it if we are lazy and afraid. A lot of people still afraid of white folks, a lot of blacks.
Mm-hmm. You know? They don't admit it, but that's true. That is true. Our actions got to speak louder than words. We got to fight. But we can't have any fear.
But we got to get this in the press, what we done. We got to get the press talking about us. You know, we got to do that, you know.
Well, that requires everybody, Bishop. That requires everybody. That's why I say if we're not on the same page on what we need to do at this point, that, you know, it's just going to have to disappear. Because right now,
that internal shit, okay? And look, no more internal shit.
We need to say this.
No more internal shit on the air, okay? Okay? No more. No more. I'm the National Minister of Defense. I'm putting my foot down. That's an order. No more. None. None. You hear? N-O-N-E. None. No. If I pissed you off earlier, keep it to yourself. Tell me on a personal line. Don't dry snitch. Black Talk.
I'm sorry. We got Bishop. Can we have one mic? We have Bishop Williams on the line, and someone's talking over here. Let's have respect for
I was talking to you, Sister Truth, babe, because you're not going to keep on talking about internal strife. There ain't no internal strife. We one big-ass happy family. Excuse me, Bishop, but I have to say this, and then I'm going to mute myself. But we one big happy family over here. You know, one big happy family. Shit, anybody fuck with my brothers and sisters, they already know what time it is with me. That goes with my brother Will, brother Maureen, two top soldiers. And that means if I have to come out to California and jump on somebody for business, it will happen. And much respect to you, Bishop. We love you.
Man, who is that
talking? We appreciate you. Black Lightning, National Minister of Defense.
Huh?
I'm just saying, the white Black Lightning, the National Minister of Defense, the revolutionary voice of the people.
Who is that talking?
What I'm trying to say is the white man, when they have their internal strifes, they keep it shit to themselves. When they hit the ground, they're like, we one big happy family. You're not going to know anything about whatever's going on. So all this dry snitching gonna stop, or I'm gonna unmute myself and I'm gonna stop it. Period. End of story. Black
well,
ball,
you know,
continue, Bishop.
Well, one other thing though, what I'm saying is the press discriminate against us like mad. And they won't say nothing about what we're doing. They put everything else in the news.
Yes.
You know? About us. You know, let somebody.
That's why we need our black media out there. We have a lot of black journalists out there that need to cover this more than ever. Black Power.
But they don't.
Black
I don't know
agree.
Nobody.
No, I
you
mean,
know
they
don't.
Yeah.
You got to raise enough.
We got a black newspaper here. A guy been in business ever since Martin Luther King was here, but. He don't do nothing for blacks. He ain't gonna tell no truth. I don't even go to a newspaper, nothing. That's Paul Cobb in Oakland. And they got a newspaper just like the one in Washington, D.C., the Post, you know. But he makes his money from the churches. You know, most of these churches here got ads in this paper. You know what I mean?
That's right. They're working together. That's right.
So he just talked about some of this superstar on the city council, the police, and that's crazy. They go. But they, you know what I'm saying? About what having people meet in the community, the homeless and all. They moved out of all the homeless in West Oakland, pulled out everything they had, moved it out, all the tents and everything. People ain't got no, got them ain't got nowhere to go. Okay, so when I want to build things down to the Port of Oakland for the poor, okay?
That's right. Yes, sir. If you can, Bishop, can you tell people your contact number so if anybody wants to help support the cause and properties in Oakland?
Yes, yes ma'am. My number is 510-500-200-2660.
Repeat it one more time, Bishop, for the numerically impaired.
My number is 500-510-200-2660.
So if you want to support Bishop Williams and the efforts to fight for reparations in the Bay Area as we're closing in, definitely give him a call. He needs his story told, and it will be told. Oh, it will be told.
Now, let me just say this. Now, everybody that's working in reparation need to support what we're doing in Oakland because we have all the proof, more proof than any other city, any other state, any other county on reparations. Okay?
Yes,
we have here now. This here, we can do what we need to do here. We can do it all over America.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. So we're going to close out the show very soon, but we thank you so much, Bishop, for at least coming on and speaking to the people. We need to hear you more often, and we are going to get this property. Let's work it out. So we're going to link this mic back to our national chairman.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll be at Evans and Jones at 12 o'clock for dinner.
Yes, sir.
So meet me there.
Okay. We shall be there. We got business to take care of tomorrow.
All right, King Bishop. God bless you, brother. God bless you, my King.
God bless y'all. Look, I love y'all. I love y'all. I love all of y'all. Everybody out there working. In the communities in different cities and states. I appreciate it, and I love it. I love y'all.
Appreciate you, too,
Bishop. Brother Bishop, can you hear us clearly? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Are you able to hear me, Brother Bishop?
Yes, sir.
Remind me of another old time used to tell me, say, don't meet me there, just beat me there. That means you be on time yourself.
That's right.
You're going all over the country. And they rarely do any kind of driving. But you got all these cars, and you can't seem to get anywhere.
I know.
He's there because of his self-determination. He's there because he is committed to the cause of reparations. He's committed to the cause of our liberation. The liberation
trailer.
Struggle. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I had a flatbed trailer. A 40-footer riding with people on it, speaking and singing and everything, okay? And
that's right.
When this trailer come out, it's equipped with everything. The speakers, the amplified and everything, you know? The steps and everything. Mic and everything.
That's right.
That's right, King Bishop.
Yeah, he's trying to tell
but
you.
I got to know this though. Let me take this though. Let me just say though. Hey, it don't matter where y'all from in walks of life, whether you red or blue, Crip, blood, Muslim, Christian, light skin, dark skin. We got to reverse the Jim Crow. Us like hating on each other just because we different. This radio station right here. You drop that hat before you pick up. We all the same. I yield black.
Right on.
Black power, brother. That's part double R.
You know, I can get the Oakland Coliseum here, man. for all of us to speak in it and have thousands, many thousands of people, 40,000 or 50,000 people out there in that park to hear us. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's telling you, brother.
We can get the Coliseum free.
All right. Now we're cooking with grease. You hear that?
I want the Coliseum too. It belongs to the Port of Oakland.
That's what's up. Yes. Yes, sir.
So we want it.
That's right. That's a brilliant idea. We need to have a concert or some type of reparations forum at the Oakland Coliseum. Same thing at SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Bowl, all of these stadiums. That's our blood, sweat, and tears. So
right.
We definitely need to plan events there. And I'm thinking sometime a little before or after Juneteenth, as soon as possible. So let's look into that.
If you got somebody work this and help put it together, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. We got comrades on the line right now. I'm sure they're well talented because they have a lot of talking points that they can talk to some corporations or partnership, sponsorship to build to do these concerts or reparations forum at the college. I think that will be done. Yes, sir.
Black power.
I've seen so many good black people that's trying to do something bumped off. So you know, in Alabama, before Martin Luther King came there, the white people had killed 3 civil rights workers that with the NAACP. And when Martin Luther King came, my God, all the black people, they were so worried about him. They want him to leave because they were worried about him getting killed. But that's the brave black man ever walked the earth beside Jesus. That man went in these little square times. A lot of things about him never been written about and what he did.
That's right.
He went in a lot of these small towns, you know, downtown Alabama there on Saturdays, and walked right up on the square and started talking. Town full of blacks and whites. He started speaking to black people and how to keep their children out of the fields, how to feel, keep them in school. They were throw rocks and eggs on them. Put eggs on them and everything.
True
share
father right here. Yeah. He went on to appreciate you. Yeah.
His thing was delivering his message. Walking in the park with a Bible in his hand. And he had other people out there with him, but they weren't allowed to come up there where he was. Because he didn't want nobody to come up there to try to support him. His thing was delivering his message.
That's right.
He did that.
They did that. A gang of stuff to us, man. We got evidence. We got evidence when they let a little baby girl hold up a coin. She was killed. She was 3 years old. They hung her for 3 months because she had a coin in her hand. Because black people weren't supposed to have a money in their possession. I yield black.
You know, and then the boycott, and Montgomery, his church went down and got, what's the name, out of jail. They went down and got out of jail, Rosa Parks. And the movement, that boycott and Montgomery and all that, what happened, Montgomery started right there in his church. Okay? He started right there in his church, organizing everything right there in the church, what he was going to do. And he did it.
That's them devils.
Yeah. He was dealing with the devil.
That's the devil.
A lot of black pastors, you know, didn't even support Martin Luther King. A lot of them. There was a few of them supported in the different cities, but because of his name, but a lot of black church people didn't support Martin Luther King. A lot of people marched with him was strict people, school students, all that.
We hear you, Bishop. King Bishop.
We had to wake up the churches, you know.
We are the church. We are the church.
I know. I'm talking about these buildings. And have all these people that
give a damn about them buildings, Bishop. Bishop, we're breaking
out.
Maybe it's called, but few is chosen. We the few.
No,
we
don't
the
matter.
The churches
that have all these people in there. And
right.
Don't tell them nothing
about
them
churches. God said that he'd been trying to get in there a long time ago, too. We out here with God.
Hey, Bishop, you know what they say, when two or more are gathered, he's in the midst. We are the church, truly. But he's talking about getting them hundreds of people that's actually in that building. Right, Bishop?
Right. But I'm talking about it. His name to teach people and educate them about the Bible, about the God. Said something to the people about their living to the poor and their needs and things. Jesus did it. You're going to be a disciple. Be a real one. Amen?
Yeah, but Jesus also said that we're going to do things greater than him. So,
oh, yeah.
Buckle up. We got to buckle up. Hey, Bishop, you passing the torch on us. You know, you 88 right now. And they're 58. So I got about 30 on you, you know what I mean, underneath you. So you're going to pass that torch, and here we go. Reparations, here it come now. Are you a black?
No.
That's
got the
right,
wisdom
so
of Jesus, sir. Thank you. We love
something
you.
Something I want you all to pick up on.
This is wake up call. We need the news got to be spread. On that channel, too. They got to start doing black news. They all bought property there. And I said, I want to have the channel, too, so I can talk about black news there. You know?
Yeah, we're going to get there. We got 50%, remember? Remember, you were talking about 25 till I told you about that divorce. He going to 50 on everything. I feel black.
The same thing with that land, man. We got to file a case for
it. I want to
file a lawsuit for 30,000 acres of land in California.
Yes, sir. We're going to do all of that. But we got to be consistent, and people got to be proactive. So with that being said, I want to say thank you again, Bishop. I want you to stay on the line so you can do a closing prayer for us. Would you do that for us, Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Before so, let's relinquish the mic back to our host, our national chairman, Shaky Mamakwa. This is in Black Power Radio.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you all so much. And I want to know, when you listen to a stand-up man like Bishop Williams, he's telling you about being in lower Alabama and having to jump a 18-wheeler, get on a tractor-trailer truck, or you used to ride in the car, you had to get on a bus or train or plane anywhere, but you had to get there. You had to be at your spot. I think we missed that far too many times, the interpretation of being supposed to be. See, Bishop Williams, a guy like this, he instinctively knows after 80-some-odd years of being in this particular fight for freedom fighting. And the fight for freedom is not always easy, but he gets there
He never makes an excuse. You listen to his talk. He's not talking about excuse. He's telling you to go down and commandeer the Coliseum so you can get done for the whole people. And most people doing a drive-by right now because we don't have the stick-to-itness, the drive, the commitment level, and the common sense to help the people. So he's giving it to you again at his age. He's still giving it to you. This is what my commitment is to the people, to a life, a legacy of helping the people to get from point A to point B. Regardless, if we don't really worry about the circumstance, we get there. We aim,
amen,
and we hit the mark. With that, all them old crises and forward, we hit them top dead center. And that way you know you got a good tune-up. You've got to, brother, sister, wake all the way up. And you've got to stay woke at this hour. You have no choice in the matter of your freedom at this hour. And look at America. Go liar to get your attention. But you should see it's a big old lie. You should beat me to the punch sometime. Beat the bishop to the point. And say, Bishop, we knew we had to be there. We got you already. We're picking you up at the hotel at 9. And we're rolling on where we got to go. You got
him
to
go.
And the swift, what you call the swift, quickness in your movement.
Right here in Oakland, the city, they come together, all the homeless in West Oakland. They went out there and they bulldozed all their tents and everything and got it up and everything. And all kind of trouble.
Yeah, we got all that evidence, Bishop. We got that. We got that. We got all the evidence.
But I'm saying, blacks are sleeping here in this city. You know?
They're sleeping everywhere. We got to wake them up. This is what I'm saying. Someone's going to wake up.
Yeah.
We woke up. Cool, Bishop. Just do your part.
We got you.
And I promise you, you're going to see the fruits of your labor before you
we
know
got this. We got Renato Nehemiah on the last scene.
I want to put in that Black Wall Street here. And all them homeless
we
people.
Got the CEO.
I want to build homes.
We got to connect with him too, Bishop. We got
Street.
Him. Check. We checked that off the list, Bishop. We got all that.
Okay.
I touch your feet every time I see you. You done gave me that strength. All the boxes is checked. I yield Black.
All right, well.
Thank
you,
brother.
You rest.
We're close to that hour now. We have the bishop close us out, but we know that we got to stay on the five smooth stones of Spartanburg, South Carolina, Fulton County, Georgia, with it. They're killing you with the bed bugs nowadays. All
the
Mississippi, the whole damn state of Mississippi. You want to fix Mississippi? You damn right. Put some torchlight that bitch. Soak it
in flammable
liquid and set that bitch on fire and rebuild it. You got to rebuild Mississippi. None of the old is good. I'm here to tell you. Only thing standing is Jackson with Chokwe Lumumba Jr. is trying to get Jackson straight, but you know what I mean. We got to clean house in all these townships. It's a terrible thing that sentiment in Kansas City, Missouri, all them folks is with that. They would have moved to get that one. They can see it on camera, see him shoot that 16-year-old boy on camera, and they'll say his fault. He shouldn't have been there. It was after 9 o'clock.
That McCain family and
they were flipping around. Huh?
They didn't want that. They was all involved.
Hold on.
Better close the crowd now, Bishop.
Hey, milk. Let's pause real quick. Let's milk. Don't honorable.
All right, who has the mic? Black power.
Yes, we're going to have you to close out with a prayer, Bishop. But we just want to make sure that point goes home. And Mississippi, Alabama, Virginia's on the map.
this no good bastard, and he should be called that publicly, trying to erase the black history out the school in Florida and Virginia and everywhere else that you ain't taking a look. Oh, brother and sister, you just know it. It's your hour to shine. You got to pick up and carry it to the end zone right now. And we're proud to have the bishop to give us these the energy, the inertia, the self-determination. We're borrowing tools from the bishop to get the struggle where it needs to go. And I hope you all appreciate it as much as I do. And we love you so much, Brother Bishop. And thank you for joining
sure
us this
do.
Episode
yes,
Black Power Radio. I said put some dollars in the
right.
dollar sign, 77 Bakers, because we need them. We're moving everything
Bakers.
Nationwide and worldwide. Oh, I got to go back and see if we got to shake at Gambia or Sierra Leone. All of them try to come home as much as they can. Africa is here with us. And that's the thing. It's a worldwide struggle. We're not here pitching no dimes and nickels. Although your dimes and nickels count, and we appreciate your dimes and nickels, we got to have billions to move this movement. And that's just the truth. You got to think in bigger terms of where we need to go with this movement. And we hope that you will see and invite people on to the movement. See, when we were struggling back in the days of the nation, you had to bring somebody back with you. We were number one recruiter. There's no organization in America anywhere that recruited harder, that would fish harder than the Nation of Islam. And so I say to you that you have to fish hard, work hard, focus, and keep your commitment level up to the highest level and get this something done about Spartanburg. Get something done about Kansas, Missouri. Get something done about Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. Get something done about Laurel and Taylorsville in Mississippi. Get something done about Tulsa, Oklahoma. Get something done about Antioch, California. Don't just be on the front line to take up space and get a hip-hop hooray. We ain't on no hip-hop hooray tour. We on some freedom fighting, some liberation for we the people.
Revolutionary.
I thank you all for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio, the most informative radio talk show on the internet. On your smartphone, dumb phone, paranoid, Android, and even those, if you got your laptop, as we know, our main man, he drives around in a drop top. But he's still here on Black Power Radio, and you know you could have went on to the bar mitzvah for the night for your nephew. Others went on to the golf tournament over in Augusta, and you might get you a green jacket out of it. But I'm here to tell you right now, this Black Power Radio, you could have went on over here. You hear Venus and Serena Williams over at the tennis match. But you're right here on Black Power Radio, regardless of your geographical location, regardless of land, label, or language. My. We're all here on Black
Amen.
Power Radio. Give you more of what you listen to the radio for. Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar, thank you all for joining us tonight. And we're going to turn it over to our peace queen and queen of justice, the Honorable Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. Power to the people as she turns it over to our bishop for closing. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
All right.
On yet
to
another
people.
Episode
of
Black Power
Radio.
Thank you so much for joining
Black
us.
Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
National
Center. I am. Don't forget to actually close up and ask for Bishop Williams to pray for us. We want you to continue to love and respect each other. And continue to plan. Now, next week, we'll be discussing more about Ralph Yoe, the full breakdown, the who's and how's, and what is really happening with the justice for this city. How talented Billy Moore, and what is the justice for Andrew, the puncher. So join us next week on April 30th for that. And don't forget to support the movement. We cannot do this without your support, listening audience. 77 Bakers, that's 77 Bakers. We want to get our justice bus, that's right, wherever our families need help. We want to be there, and transportation is reliable as well. So continue to support Black Power Radio. We thank you again for joining the most informative radio show on the planet, I guarantee. With that being said, we want to show our love to
are reparations. Henry Williams, not voting for power to the people, black power.
Black power.
Black power.
All right, Bishop. Give us a closing prayer, please, while we blast it out.
Our Father, God in heaven, Lord, thank and praise you in the name of Jesus, Lord, for striking us, Lord, and keeping us, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless us, Lord. Lord, bless all the African Americans. Bless America, but bless all the African Americans, Lord. Lord, wake them up. Let them know who they are. Because so many blacks don't know who they are. They're ashamed and afraid. And Lord, open the door for them, Lord. Let them know that they are somebody, Lord. And Lord, take the fear out of black men and women, Lord. Lord, and raise up the young people, Lord, with the young people. We need them, Lord. And I know that they're here, Lord, to do just thing, Lord, because we need them, Lord. We want to be able to get the people involved, speak the truth, tell the truth. The truth is what will change things here. All over America, all over the world, the truth will. That's what we have.
The truth shall set you free.
We want to find with the truth.
That's right.
Truth would stand. Bless us all, Lord. Bless each and every speaker, Lord, that's on this broadcast. And bless all them that's listening, Lord. Bring on that you just raise this up, Lord. Hold on and let it spread all over America and all over the world, Lord. What we've done and what we're working to do, Lord. We will not stop, Lord. We will continue.
You give us
the power, Lord, to go ahead and do what we're doing, Lord. Let's tell the truth, Lord. And be faithful, Lord. And continue in your word. And believing and loving you. And we know that if we just continue to do that, everything is going to be all right. Lord, we bless you. Bless the young people. Bless the homeless. Bless the handicapped. Bless the crippled, Lord. Oh, Lord, even the Lord. Take, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bring this, have mercy upon us, Lord. Continue to lead and guide us, Lord. Lord, if you lead and guide us, we can walk a straight line. We can walk a straight line, Lord. And, Lord, and serve the community, Lord. Keep us. Lord, continue to lead and guide us.
Hey.
Take care of all of us.
Put your phone to your mic, Bishop.
Bless you. I ask thee blessing in Jesus' name. Y'all can hear me?
All right. We can hear you, Bishop.
We can hear you.
Amen.
In the name of our Father, thank you for that prayer.
Amen.
We appreciate you so very much. Thank you for being with us, Bishop.
Thank you.
Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord.
Thank you, legend.
Thank you,
legend. You're a legend. Legend. Hey, that's what I say, though, look. When we get over here, we bow our hearts. And everybody, every black person that came from 1619, don't matter what religion you was taught, it's not about the religion. It's about a relationship right now. It's right now a relationship. Even though we got Muslims, Christians, or whatever you want to call it, we came from 1619.
That's right.
Right, problem.
Bless you. Believe from whatever. We all came here together. No matter what Jim Crow said, that's what we do.
Right.
Can I share something with y'all?
God.
Tell them, brother.
Let's talk.
To God.
I have the proof that the Civil War is not over. It's not over.
He in the Civil War right now, Bishop. We fighting for our lives right now. Praise the Lord. All right. Black power.
In the real Civil War.
Bye, y'all. Peace and black power.
And I like to black up what Double R said real quick, just real quick. When the angels come down, well, one thing is said, in the word, it's better for those people that don't know the law and naturally do it rather than those who know the law and intentionally break it.
Down Timothy, Titus.
I'll leave it at that, because when the angels come down here, they told them, go to the children of Israel first. Yeah. He said, go to the children of Israel. So when the angels walk up, they're not going to say, you Muslim, you Baptist, you Christian, what is you? They're going to say, you're a descendant of the tribe of Israel.
Right.
Come with us.
Black power. Look, we ain't gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about solutions on this shit right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about this black and white thing. I mean, I know we all gotta look, we're gonna study that later. We gonna hit everybody up later.
Right.
But what's the solutions on us to move on to get this freedom? We need freedom.
That's right.
Fuck the land, fuck the money, fuck a rover and whatever. We need freedom.
Do we want
our motive is this right here. This is our motive. Solution. Check. This is our motive. We gonna pound up on what we supposed to do. We supposed to go 1619 Reparation Party. We're gonna get on 1%.org. We're gonna vote. We're gonna sign it. We're gonna vote for ourselves.
That's right.
We're giving your vote
for
150 years, and we putting this circle in the square. Circle in the square ain't going nowhere.
I'm voting for Double R.
Now, look, we already got the evidence. We got the evidence right now. We got all the evidence. We got shiploads and shiploads and shiploads of evidence. Now, what's the solution? Look, I'm going to put you like this. I'm going to Johnny Cochran on
the Divine Black Revolution.
But I'm going to get you on a law person. I've been through two divorces on the legal family law shit. Check this out. They already convicted on being the first criminal ones who put this hate crime against us when we put soil and touched our feet on the soil. So therefore, you got a life sentence. Okay, now we're going to do it on the family law side. I'm going to jump to the right part. This is Double R right here. Look.
That's right.
And in this case, look, we don't win because we divorce you. And who got the money? You do. We want half your money, half your land. We want alimony. And we want child support until we die. That's how we got to get into it, black folk. Still, I don't care what the Democrats and Republicans engage
you.
I'm coming real quick. Forget what the Democrats and the Republicans gave you, because we've been doing this for 160 years. It's not working. Don't vote for them no more. Why are we trying to keep paddling on their tail? That's some house nigga shit. That's some Steven shit from Django. That's the worst house nigga I've ever seen in a movie. Is that a nigga on a horse? Yeah, I'm on a horse, nigga. I'm on a Ferrari too, nigga.
Ooh.
Well.
Are you black?
Right.
Boom. Well. Shaka-laka cracker. Oh, what do we want? Justice. When do we want it?
When do we want it?
Now.
Freedom now, nigga. Now.
How we gonna take it? By anything necessary. By any means necessary, sir.
By any means.
I was fighting with the truth, seeking justice with the
truth. Hey, Black Heart.
He gave us everything.
salute. Black power.
Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
things would get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Of a beautiful sun, someday when the world is much brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Miss you, miss you, miss you,
oh Lord,
miss you. do.
Way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just a strip to blame. Kids getting off a murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. They just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains. Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Chill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, Crips and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Yeah.
all. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my head like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you solve a lion. Before the battle, wall is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Western church, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change within the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.